Well, hey, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Joria, and I am so excited that you decided to share a little bit of your time with us to listen to this podcast. We hope that this podcast and everything that we do at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church helps your faith make a difference for you every day. Well, I'm really excited to be starting off our new message series, This Is My Story. This new series is kind of like a part two or a follow-up to our message series, Make a Difference, from October. If you missed that, you can find it on the Park Ridge Presby podcast or on our YouTube channel. We believe God makes a difference for us personally, for the next generation, and for the community. And helping you all get to experience that, well, that's kind of what our whole church is about. When we finished the Make a Difference series, Pastor Josh said that we would know that our seeds of faith that are planted are growing, that they are making a difference when we have stories. When we have stories of young people becoming leaders, when we have stories of people meeting in small groups and caring for one another, when we have stories of young adults finding their way back to faith. The stories we have about who God is and what God is doing in our life, they make a difference in our community. But just because we believe that's who God is and that God makes a difference doesn't mean we always can experience God at work in the world. And that's where our stories come in. That's where this series comes in. We need stories to help us understand how God is at work, to remind us that God is at work. In this message series, This Is My Story, you're going to get to hear a little bit about my personal faith journey, and next week about Pastor Josh's personal faith journey. And then on week three, we're going to come back with some inspiration and practical tips to help you think about how you can tell your faith story. My hope is that in this message series, everybody can be challenged with the question, whose story do I need to hear? And who needs my story? You know, we might feel like we don't have a story to tell, but I promise you that's not the case. God uses all of us and all of our different stories to make a difference. And I am going to be really encouraged to hear how you all sharing your stories makes a difference here at Park Ridge Presbyterian. Testimony is a word that you might associate more with like a courtroom than at church. But testimonies, personal stories of experiences with God, well, they've been around since the beginning. You know, before any of our stories were collected in what is now the Bible, stories of faith, encounters with God were shared through storytelling, through testimonies. So we're going to talk about testimonies. A testimony, a formal written or spoken statement, this often associated with like a courtroom testifying moment, or evidence or proof provided by the existence or appearance of something, or a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience. Testimony, our stories of faith. Maybe you grew up in a church that had a practice of sharing testimonies. It's a really common practice in student ministry to give students a chance to share their story, their testimony about encountering God. A lot of times this would happen after a retreat or a mission trip or a church camp, some experience in a teenager's life where they would come home maybe with a story to share. So that's one of the ways that we hear testimonies in church, and we've definitely done that here at Park Ridge Presbyterian. There's another way that I've gotten to experience and been a part of seeing testimonies shared at church, also in student ministry, but in a different way. And that's by having youth leaders, adults intentionally investing in the faith lives of teenagers to share their faith story. This is such an important thing to do so that young people have an example of what a faith story can sound like and maybe believe that they themselves have a faith story to share. Because how is a young person supposed to believe that they have a faith story to share if they're never seeing adults share faith stories? But also, it's really important so that young people know that there are faith stories out there that end differently than, and then I became a pastor. It's really important that, not just for young people, but for all of us, that we're reminded that our faith stories can sound really different and look a lot of different ways, and they don't all end with, and then I became a professional Christian for the rest of my life, and then I became a pastor. Now, you already know that that is part of my story, right? I'm up here every week. I am talking to you. I am a part of leading in your faith. You know that I became a pastor. But you might not know how I got to be up here. You might not know my faith story. And so this week, you're going to hear my faith story. And next week, you'll get to hear some of Pastor Josh's. So this is my story. Let me introduce you to eighth grade Amanda. It's beautiful, right? Everybody should keep pictures of their middle school selves around just for some humility. That was eighth grade Amanda. Everybody say hi, eighth grade Amanda. I was in eighth grade, barely a teenager, 14 years old. That kid, that 14-year-old, felt like God was calling her to be a pastor. Yeah, 14. I know, it sounds crazy, and it is. It's crazy young to feel like you have any idea who you are or what you're supposed to do in the world. I know. But what's even crazier is when I look back on my story, even before I was in eighth grade, I can see the seeds of faith that were planted already beginning to grow. Those seeds of faith that led me into ministry, they were already there. I had a chance to experience leaders in my church allowing me to lead from a very young age. I've been a church leader almost as long as I have church memories, which is, it's crazy, but that is my story. I know I helped my mom teach Sunday school sometimes when I was younger, but it was really Tuesday nights that made the difference. Tuesday nights was kids' choir night at church. So the kids' choirs would have practice, and then they'd go to the gym and play games, and then we'd have dinner together. Now, my sister and I, we always sang in church choir, so we were there anyways. And my brothers, well, they tagged along because that's where dinner was on Tuesday nights. So I would be in choir, and I would lead games for the younger kids. And even once I had aged out of that elementary choir, I'd go back and I'd help them learn the songs, and I'd lead them in their games. And I was someone they could count on seeing every week. And then I started to babysit for some of the families at church. And I wasn't just like a order pizza and put on a movie babysitter. I really, really loved being kids' babysitter. There were these two girls, these two sisters from church that I spent a summer kind of just hanging out with, but I was babysitting for a couple hours a day in the summer. And I remember buying disposable cameras, and we biked all around town, like staging these like family portraits. Like, I don't know if I was trying to get on their Christmas card or what, but I was spending this like intentional time creating memories with these young girls, and I loved it. I loved making them feel special. I loved being someone they could look up to. And my church confirmation was in seventh and eighth grade. It was like an intentional time in the church where young students like me, we were exploring and expressing our faith. Part of my story is that when I was in eighth grade, a classmate, a church friend of mine, died by suicide. Her name was Erica, and she was 14, and I was 3 weeks shy of my 14th birthday. Because Erica and I went to the same church, it was my pastors that showed up at school the day that they told us. I was leaving my homeroom where we had just found out about this awful thing that had happened, and we were on our way to the library. They had set up counselors in the library to talk to kids. And as I was, I can still see it, as I was on my way to the library, my youth pastor walked through those doors. And I kind of ran into his arms, and he embraced me, and I don't remember what he said. I don't remember what we talked about. But I know in that moment, and when I think back to that moment, I know I encountered something way bigger than myself. I know that I encountered the love of God that can hold us together even in the midst of tragedy. I knew I was encountering something big, but also at the same time, something very specific, very particular and personal. I don't think I knew it in that moment, but when I think back to that moment, I think I had like a snapshot, like an image that made perfect sense to me, that one day I could be that person walking through those school doors for a kid. In high school, I continued to find myself in leadership at the church, in music, in youth group, in worship. And after a while, I started saying out loud to people, to my parents, to my pastors, to adults in my life, that I thought maybe I was supposed to be a pastor. Now, while they thought I was young, at this point, I think I'm probably a freshman in high school, they thought I was young, but they didn't think I was crazy. Nobody said, "No, Amanda, we definitely don't think God is calling you to put your gifts to work in the church. God doesn't want you." Nobody told me that. And so I kept believing, I kept testing this idea that maybe God was calling me into ministry. This part of my life is what could be called my call story. And we actually see call stories in the scriptures too. In the Old Testament especially, we see stories of God calling prophets and calling leaders to play a specific role in God's unfolding story. And a lot of times when we see these call stories, the people, the ordinary people doing ordinary things that God is calling into ministry, aren't too excited about it. They think God has chosen the wrong person, that they're not ready, they couldn't possibly be up to the job. When God called Moses to free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And when God called Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations, Jeremiah said, "Lord, truly, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." And then there's Isaiah. Isaiah's calling comes in a vision, and he says, "I heard a voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" I've always just connected more with Isaiah's call story. There's this hymn, this song in the church hymnal called "Here I Am, Lord." It's based on this passage from Isaiah chapter 6. And it was hymn number 352 in my childhood hymnal. We would sing it on the Sunday before we went on our youth mission trips. And anytime we got to choose the songs that we were singing at church, I always requested this one. And I'd always sing it a little louder than necessary. I can't really tell you why faith came easily to me. And I can't tell you why saying yes to God's call came so easily. I can just say that it did. I have a call story as part of my testimony, but it's really important to me. It's really important to Pastor Josh that people understand that just because our testimonies include a specific call story, it doesn't mean that everybody's story ends with, "And then I became a pastor." And actually, when I think about it, that's not really even true of my own testimony. Yes, I'm a pastor. I am your pastor. And that's part of my story. But really, my testimony is that I decided to follow Jesus. There was something about God's love that made such a difference in my life that I wanted it in my life forever. And so that meant in college, following Jesus meant finding a local church. It meant saying yes to being a leader in a junior high youth group. It meant being an after-school tutor on the west side of town. It meant reading youth ministry books in my free time. And it meant taking teenage girls out to Starbucks. And hearing that story, that might sound to you like that's just good resume building for somebody that is trying to get a job. So that might sound to you like just good resume building for somebody who wants to work in a church one day. And I can understand why you would think that. But that's really not what it was. It was just fun. It was my passion. It is my passion. And this whole time when I was in college, when I was in these relationships leading younger people, I would have these flashes, almost like I was taking a screenshot of a feeling where I felt like, I think I could do this the rest of my life. Just talking to people, connecting to people, making them feel known and seen and like they matter. I felt like, I think I could do this the rest of my life. But I think it took my church leaders, my pastors, the adults in my life, seeing something in me and allowing me to explore and experience this calling that God had placed on my life. I just don't actually know if I could tell this story today if it hadn't been for all of those people in my life along the way. I think God put the right people in my life at the right time for me to be able to tell this story. Now, many of you know this next part of my story, which was that one of the people that God put in my life at the right time was Pastor Josh. That youth group that I volunteered in, well, that was the youth group that he invited me to help lead with him. That church that I showed up at, it's where he was the youth director. Those youth ministry books, who do you think bought them for me? I wouldn't be honest or authentic in telling my story to you today if I didn't tell you that God used Josh at the right time in my life for me to continue to explore and encounter this calling that God had placed on my life. So my hope is in this series, we might ask ourselves, whose story do I need to hear? And who needs to hear my story? Because there was a time in my life when I needed to hear Josh's story. And I needed to hear Jenny's story and Becca's and Lauren's and Jeff's. I needed stories of other people encountering God in this life to be able to make sense of and share my own story. Because other people's stories of faith have made a difference in my life, I can trust that somehow, some way, sharing my story might help somebody else. So this is my story, and I can't wait to hear yours. Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.